Thank you for listening, Ozone. And tonight we are with Jimmy Sky, local musician, artist, actor, composer, writer, poet, the vocalist from Love Hate Rebellion band. Hello, Jimmy.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm fantastic.
It's amazing to have our local musician at 4ZZZ Studio.
Always a pleasure to be here. I do like my 4ZZZ.
And we love Love Hate Rebellion and Jimmy Sky.
Oh, thank you. Oh, you always flatter me.
And tell us about your latest gig at Wallapalooza Festival.
So Love Hate Rebellion went on down to Wallapalooza, the annual gig at the Wallaby Hotel on the Gold Coast. We had a fantastic time. Andy Clark, who runs it, treated us very, very well. We played on the Saturday in the mid-afternoon, had a nice crowd, a very, very accepting audience who gave us a good cheer, so that's always nice. And just a all-round really great experience. There were some other really interesting and great acts there, two of which I'd give a shout-out to were Smoking Martha. They're always fantastic. I've seen them a few times. And also Swamp Gully Howlers were really great too. So a couple of really cool acts. There was another one. Actually, there were so many others. I don't think I saw a bad act on the day, but those are the two that I'd, you know, really throw out there. So just a great time all around.
Yeah, we are glad you enjoyed that. Lots of fans.
Oh, hoping so.
I guess. There were a few girls screaming and cheering for you.
Oh, we had a few people cheering, which was nice. We sort of had a bit of a joke about the bloke in the back playing Keno. It was nice that there was a bunch of other people in front of that guy who were paying attention, which is good. It's always good to have that when you're playing in a pub as opposed to people just watching a screen. So, yeah, we had a nice reception, which is always good to have. It's enjoyable.
But Jimmy Sky's going solo?
Yes, well, so Love Hate Rebellion isn't over or anything like that. We're certainly moving on and continuing forward. But in the meantime, because I'm a bit of an energetic creative, that's the nice way of putting it. Other people would say you don't sleep and you need to slow down. But I do create a lot of work that doesn't end up at the band. So I have the solo project, much as myself, Jimmy Sky. And coming up soon, I'm putting out, I think it's probably the 8th or the 9th release that I've done for Jimmy Sky. This one's called Something True. So a little bit different to the last one. The last release was called Something Old, and it was a collection of very old songs, most of them at least 10 years old, in the punk metal genre. And they were songs that never made it into a band either. But I wanted to give them the light of day, you know, for me to hear them, for other people to hear them, because they are songs that are special to me. But they were also characterized by strong metaphor, some religious iconography, and ultimately not necessarily true stories, more artistic pieces. Something True, on the other hand, is what the title implies, which is it's a collection of stories that are true, or at least based in truth. If you were to read the lyrics, you would very likely not know which truth they come from, and that's a good thing because we shouldn't incriminate people. But they're definitely steeped in truth, and creating something true has been quite an experience for me, because sort of digging really deep there in some old experiences and some relatively new ones to bring out, you know, things that are close to me or also evoke powerful emotion for me. So it'll be interesting to get this out.
Yeah, we can't wait to hear it. So new album Something True,
mm-hmm.
coming out in December.
Correct.
Jimmy Sky and all his magical music, magical voice.
Oh, thank you.
There is some magic about you, Jimmy.
Well, yeah. That might be true, actually, because I've never thought that my work was that fantastic, but other people seem to like it, so it might just be that I'm beguiling them with a little magic. There's no musical talent there at all. But in aid of the release, I am, for the first time, because normally in the past I've always played in a group, So whether it's been Love, Hate, Rebellion or even Sunlander or Flowers for Lily before that, or Our Name Will Come Before That, or Kunst. This time it's just Jimmy Sky. It'll be on New Year's Eve at the New Globe Theatre. And that'll be part of an event called Ear Candy. So I'll be one of 20 to 30 groups who will be playing on the night. And it's going to be a pretty fantastic New Year's Eve fun experience, if you're into music, that is. But I'll definitely be there. Should be very enjoyable.
Yeah, it'll be really great. Great to see you, yeah, on the stage, New Globe Theatre, for New Year's Eve, and playing with all our local bands and our amazing Queensland talents.
There will be a lot. And it'd be worth going along to, not just for me, of course. Well, obviously, I want people to look at me. That's why we play on a stage. But there will be a lot of other underground talent that I think people coming along may have never even heard of before, and certainly worth them seeing them as well.
And how can our listeners find you on socials?
So if you're looking for me, you'd be going to facebook.com/JimmySkyMusic. Or if you're an Insta person, that would be Instagram/JimmySkyOnline. If you're after the music itself, then it would be on Bandcamp, which is bandcamp.com/JimmySkyMusic, or just search for Jimmy Sky on Bandcamp. In terms of the event, Ear Candy number 15, if it's mostly on Facebook, is the event advertising. So you can find Ear Candy as a page. You can also find Ear Candy number 15. But the one, or the event that a lot of people are clicking, attending or going, is Ear Candy number 15 NYE Shenanigans. Because there shall be some shenanigans, or so I'm told. I probably won't be undertaking any myself, but other people will.
Yeah, so you won't be celebrating New Year's Eve. You'll be entertaining the crowd.
That's right.
But having a good time too.
Well, we can ring in the new year together. I think it'll be nice. We can all hug.
Yeah, true. So if you don't have any plans for New Year's Eve, come check out Jimmy Sky's amazing performance at New Globe Theatre.
Even if you do, come along anyway.
And say hi, don't be shy.
Exactly right. The more the merrier.
Do you like signing autographs?
I don't not like it. I'm not one of those people that would say no, so I would. I'm not used to it, I'll say that. I have signed some autographs in the past, but it's not something I would expect to run into every day. So as a result of that, I don't know, I could be wrong, but I feel like some of the people that say no to that are probably just have it happen so much in their life that they're sick of it. I'm definitely not one of those people, so I'm happy to sign an autograph here or there.
And which song would you like to play for us?
So in the tradition of something true, dramatic emotions, I'm going to play the last song. It's probably not the last song, and that's somewhat what the song's about. So anyway, without further ado. Light up a smoke, I know what it means when you pull it like that. You tell me it's better than doing heroin or crack. And maybe I'm crazy, but I swear you're amazing. And the only religion is to die with a smile in your arms. 'Cause I don't wanna be here anymore, but isn't with you. Didn't like the joke, somehow included my soul in that. And tell me you're never gonna be in him back. And I know I'm a child and I'm fragile and I'm wild, but if I hear another word about that other boy, I'll shatter in two. 'Cause I don't wanna be here anymore, but isn't with you. No, I don't wanna cry here anymore, but isn't with you.
yourself, the universe made two beautiful people in compatible trade. And I say it every time, it's the last solid advice, but another one's bleeding like ink from my eyes. And I don't want to be here anymore if it isn't with you. No, I don't want to live here anymore if it isn't for you. Thank you.